League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
I have a major problem with this because I'm guilty of it. I have found, Karen, that I have passionate thoughts when it comes to this election. So what I've chosen to do is to not engage in conversation with people because I can't help but get upset and angry or overly passionate about the way I feel, and then I think it's hindering relationships.
It's true. She can't really talk to anybody.
And you know, you're not alone. There's a lot of people feel that way, and there are certain ways that you can kind of get around that if you just try to be kind about it, though.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us, Karen Thomas. She is the foremost authority on etiquette in Connecticut.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
So what are you supposed to do in these situations?
If you kind of just politely decline, perhaps, when somebody says, oh, you know, who are you voting for? Or ask those specific questions, you can always change the subject.
I think, for the most part, Raven, and I think you'll agree with me, I have done a pretty good job on the air of staying calm.
I would say this. It's extremely difficult for you not to engage in political conversation. It is. She's got a background that lends itself to politics. She worked in politics, per se, and for a candidate.
Okay.
And so it's difficult for her to stay out of it. So I would say, looking at it that way, yes, you've done a very good job of it.
Well, I think, too, it depends upon the forum you're in. So with the radio, I think you really need to stay neutral in where you're expressing your opinions. But if it's with friends or with people that you know, again, gauge where you're at, look at the forum, and then figure out what's appropriate and what's not. Let's say you and your husband or you and your family are just engaging. That's one thing where you can get into very passionate about or a heated discussion. But if you recall, a friend of ours was mentioning that his family had gotten into a heated discussion about politics, and they ended up where they were on social media unfriending each other and this and that.
Right.
And it really caused a huge mess.
Well, that's the problem that I have done a very good job, in my opinion, of never posting things on Facebook, not going on Twitter or Instagram or doing anything
Same here.
Most people probably listening right now are not 100% sure whose side I'm on. But that being said, not you, Raven,
maybe
not you. Even when my friends, and I've stayed away from this with my friends, because even then when they have very different views from me, it makes me like, oh my God, how are we even friends that we have such vastly different views?
Right.
It is very difficult, but again, you have to gauge, and what is worth getting into? Is it really worth it to get into it with one of your best friends and just be so passionate about it that you could possibly ruin the friendship? But it's best to err on the side of silence. That's what I tell people, is to engage, not enrage. And I think it's great that so many are involved in the political process.
Right.
I think it's wonderful. But to take it so far as to lose friendships or get angry with people, I think is just stepping over the line. And if we do disagree, we disagree civilly and we move along.
We agree to disagree?
Yes, we do agree to disagree.
I kind of want to see Karen Thomas hit somebody with her shoe.
Don't you like don't you want to see what happens?
Just be like, listen, Karen.
Right. Karen, like, freaks out, starts swearing.
Did you see me in the waiting room? No. Yeah.
Slumps her shoulders.
Right. It's on now.
Karen Thomas, she is Connecticut's foremost authority on manners and etiquette. You can visit her online at ctetiquette.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch.
In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.